Ladies and gentlemen, hey, it's Jesse from the original Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Granny Shifting, the Fast and Furious podcast.
Welcome to Granny Shifting. I'm Jason.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is minute 90.
You got it.
Of the Fast and the Furious. Mentally, we have to like look at our VLC player, look at the time in the corner, which is like a 1:29, and we know we're at the beginning of the minute, so I have to add a minute. So it's a lot of math.
And then you have to like do 1 hour.
Yeah, 29. 30 plus
minutes
1, 30,
divided 30 plus by 60.
One. Yeah, one is 60. Yeah. 90.
90.
So I actually did a lot really quickly, even though it might have seemed like I paused a while.
So I just remembered. I just counted up from what we did last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last week.
You got that kind of memory.
Last week when we were together.
Yes, that's right. And this, boy, oh boy.
Hey, we're getting into the meat and potatoes of this.
Oh, man. Do you think this is the peak of the action in this movie? Right here?
Yeah.
We're climaxing?
This is the Yeah, I'm pretty positive we're going to climax in this.
Yeah.
Next
couple
minutes.
So we got a car chase. So Brian and Dom are off the blacktop into the dirt. And I'm just convinced Dom is a fantastic, fantastic driver. Because he's keeping up.
He's right on his tail.
In the dirt, like a dirt road. And he's keeping up with an all-wheel drive, fully modified rally car.
You know what, though? When we went to Fuel Fest, what was one of the best drifters that we saw?
Oh, okay. I wouldn't say he was best. Entertaining, though.
Yeah. He had this.
That was so cool.
The, like, junkiest old.
What car was it?
Car. I don't know. Something like a Charger. I'm not even sure what it was.
70s muscle car.
But it looked like it was about to just fall apart.
Rat rod style. Like, black primer, rusty, black steel wheels.
Nothing looked good on it.
And it wasn't lowered, and he was drifting it on the drift track with other 800 horsepower drift cars.
Yeah.
And he was tearing it up. And he had, like, the guy himself fit.
Yeah.
He looked like the kind of guy that drive it, just sort of a rough-looking country dude. And it was really cool to see that car out there sliding.
Yeah, that was cool.
Shout out
and
that
then,
guy.
And he went in the, what do they call that? The little, like, drift box thing. What did they had a word for it?
Burnout box.
Burnout box. Well, yeah. That makes sense. And he was in there, but he didn't do so well. And there was a big car for that small space.
Yeah.
But, like, the back end kept, like, hopping around. But he did blow his tires out on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
People like to see that.
Speaking of boxes, we got a box here made out of pallets. What do we got going on?
Look at this guy. Urban Pipeline. Remember that brand?
It's like a surfing company, right?
I think it's skateboarding.
Oh,
right?
Urban Pipeline. Urban that makes pipeline. Sense. That makes sense.
But I remember when you talk about like Kmart, like this feels like another Kmart brand to me.
It was like really trying to be cool.
Yeah. So we got this cockfight.
Yes.
And that's where Phoenix is. He's not protecting his boss.
It's very like cliche Mexico.
I know. I wondered if people from Mexico would be like, this isn't what Mexico is like.
Right. Like, it's like pallets in a rectangle with cocks fighting.
Right.
And around it's a bunch of Mexicans with cowboy hats, and they're all shouting and cheering and holding their dollar bills up.
Right.
Literally betting on the cockfight.
Right.
Yeah, fight, chickens, fight. And Phoenix is right there, front and center.
Do you think if they didn't have the money out in this scene, people would be like, oh, they're not betting on it. They're just having fun.
No.
Like, they have to have the money in the hand for people to know that this is a betting scene.
What,
like,
a crazy sport.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even believe they actually fight. They kill it? The birds How do kill they, each other?
They well, I would assume so.
And the winner is probably still mangled.
Yeah. Like, do you have, like, one that, like, you've groomed for this?
Oh, yeah. I heard they, like, install metal talons on them.
What? Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I
soup up your cock.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, really. Get that cock heart ready. I didn't mean to say that. The talon.
The talon.
Hard metal talon.
Phoenix is into it.
Jeez.
You can tell that Phoenix got... Wait, is this... Is this a scar?
Yeah.
Or is it stretch marks from getting...
Stretch marks are scars. Aren't they?
Well, okay.
Tiger stripes.
Well, you ever seen people at the gym? You're like, you got big, quick.
Too fast.
Because,
your skin stretch.
Your skin got, your muscles got bigger faster than your skin did.
He definitely has a lot of fake scars put on him. Right? Yeah. I have to assume they're fake because it fits his personality.
Yeah.
So guy, clean cut looking Hispanic dude with a well-trimmed beard, a shaved head, nice glasses. Doesn't really match the other Mexicans at the cockfight. Comes up and whispers something or shouts something in Phoenix's ear because it's loud here.
Yeah. And Phoenix looks very disappointed that he has to leave. Because he was probably about to win a lot of money.
Yeah. And he just goes. What happens? Like, you put money on a cock.
Like, he's...
you just leave the money or you ditch? Yeah. Like, if you're about to lose, you could do that and then feel like not good.
Yeah, don't let Phoenix in. He always leaves when he's about to lose. Yeah.
But
blames it on...
We have to assume he got the message that Braga's been kidnapped.
Right.
So he walks out.
Hasty walk.
To his Torino.
Yeah.
Famous green Torino. Now, Brian and Dom are on the run. Who knows where this cockfight's at? Maybe, probably the same town.
Yeah, probably.
But.
Oh, there's the same watch.
If your neighbor leaves his house quickly in a race car, and your friend sees him leave and runs into you and tells you, hey, your friend's leaving, or the guy you need to track down, and you run out to your car and get in.
You're still going to be minutes behind.
So far behind.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just keep that in mind, because I have a feeling.
Where's my keys? Where's
I have to assume. Oh!
It's your chair dying.
My chair just... No, I tucked my foot underneath my seat.
You got to pull it up.
And it...
You don't need a new one. You don't need a new one, though. Don't worry.
All right, I'm back.
We're never going to get you a new one. Don't worry.
Okay, that was scary. I have to assume he's going to get involved in this street race.
Right.
Dirt race, desert race at some point.
I wonder why he went with a Torino. You think it because it sounds like a Spanish word? Torino?
It is sort of obscure. Do you think they got, like, here's the cars available to us. This thing's super clean. Pretty cool. Let's make this the hero car.
Yeah.
I mean, let's see. Like, it's not the hero car.
Anti-hero car?
Anti-hero car. What's the hero car of this movie?
Wait, not anti-hero. What's the... anti-hero.
I mean, we have the Charger and the WRX.
Is an anti-hero somebody that's bad that you root for? Is that an anti-hero? I think it's an anti-hero. It's like if you watch, like, The Punisher. It's like he's not really a good guy. But you're rooting for him, right?
Oh, is that what an anti-hero is?
I think so.
I feel like the name is perfect for the Torino, though. Because the Torino is like one of the most well-known cars in it. It has the most like things associated with it in this movie. You know, the Torino, there's no other Torino. You see it, you know what it is. Like it was in Dom's Premonition. It was driven by the bad guy. It's the car Phoenix drives, and Phoenix is the guy Dom's after.
Right.
But the hero car is actually probably the Charger.
Yeah, probably.
And the STI, which is kind of
It can't be the STI. It's not that. It's not a hero car.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems like kind of boring of a car.
The more the movies went on, the less heroic the cars got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
Like, everyone knows the Supra and the Charger from the first movies.
I can't believe they
Lots of people know...
Oh, you know
The Evo. Like, even, like, the Eclipse is not in the movie a whole lot.
Did they bring the Supra back at all?
No. Because I mean, he does... No, he just drives a bunch of Skylines in.
They did bring Han's RX-7 back in the form of... What car did it come back as?
Lexus LFA or whatever.
Yes, and he had the same paint job.
Or is it just a Supra? I mean, they're the same car, aren't they?
Was it the new Supra?
Because that was...
The BMW Z4 is the Supra.
Oh.
Lexus isn't in that. I don't remember. We'll get to that in a couple years.
Yeah. It was F9 that it was in. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, all right. So...
Phoenix jumps in.
Yeah. He's jumping in his car.
He always has the same look on his face when he's driving.
Angry.
Yeah. Just angry, focused,
and it's
angry.
Just his face. So they're whipping around these dirt roads.
And they're like in the mountains here now. Like sort of hilly dirt mountains of Mexico. Braga's having a good time.
He's like, you know where you're going.
And he's like giggling, smiling. Like
a child in the front seat.
Weird.
I think he's
kind of cocky.
Right.
oh, my buddies are going to come and get me.
I think he's bound behind the back, and that's why he's kind of like sitting like this. He can't like sit up straight because he's got his arms behind his back.
You think they have him tied down or something?
No, I think he's just sitting. So he like can't keep himself up. So he's just like sliding down more and more.
They handcuffed him. That's right.
So I think that's why he's sitting at such a weird angle.
Okay, he's sitting very low because his butt's pushed forward because his hands are behind him.
Yeah.
I wonder if they bother buckling him in. That's kind of funny.
He like reaches across him. Oh, this isn't... Yeah.
I want to keep you safe.
Please don't die.
And Brian's like, wait, did we miss a part of this? He says, where are your boys at, huh? Are they going to show up or what? Because he started asking about... Yeah, we skipped over a line here. We're kind of clicking through this.
Yeah.
As we're talking. Braga offers him his GPS. You need my GPS? So he's kind of making fun of Brian, like, do you know where you're going?
Right, because obviously lost? Braga knows where he's at.
I have to assume Brian, like, they were really close to the border.
Yeah, it seemed like they were. They don't have to go too far.
Yeah.
And if that's actually the border where they were, like, nobody can follow them past it.
But well, how did they even go through it? Right.
It's like they're like,
drive through that.
Speed through gunfire up to this, like, little, like, patrol area.
They stop and show passports. What about this guy? No, trust me. He doesn't have a passport, but we need him in the U.S.
Right. You want him. He's a major
criminal. You'll want him.
Yeah.
Well, who are you? I'm FBI. I'm laid off. I used to work for the FBI.
I'm between FBI jobs right now. Don't worry. They'll hire me back, I'm sure, after this.
Yeah.
I really want to be a good guy.
So Brian says, where are your boys at? So he's trying, kind of getting a little cocky back towards Phoenix. Because Phoenix is giving him a hard time.
Braga.
I mean, Braga. Phoenix is not in this chase yet.
No.
And then all of a sudden we hear gunfire.
Yep.
And it almost looks like little bombs going off along the side of the road. Like pop, pop, pop. Like dust shooting up in like every 4 feet. You see this poop, poop, poop.
Right.
But it's insinuating
big bullets
hitting the dirt right alongside the road.
Yeah.
But look at the cars we got here. Braga's crew's coming in hot.
Yeah, a Ford Escort wagon.
A Ford Escort station wagon.
Or Ford Taurus wagon, one or the other. Taurus wagon.
It can be a Taurus, but it is in 90s, like a 92 Escort or Ford station wagon. No, it's
definitely
wagon.
A Taurus. Yeah, look how big it is.
And then behind that was just some old like...
Cadillac or something.
Like early 80s, late 70s, something like your grandma drove and you're embarrassed to be in.
Like the
now I think it'd be kind of cool to have an old car like that. But a car like that would be terrible in the dirt.
Oh,
the
wagon,
station wagon would be even better.
You think it would be better?
Than a big old 4,000 pound boat than that. Like that.
Yeah,
rear wheel drive, open diff. That thing's probably dreadful in the dirt.
I don't think the station wagon would be that good though. Front wheel drive.
That'd be better than a rear wheel drive boat.
Anything would be better than that big old Cadillac.
Yeah.
But Braga is happy to see his friends arrive. He says, careful what you ask for.
Yeah. Brian's like, oh, looking over his shoulder. And they're not like in any type of bulletproof vehicle at all.
No.
Now, cars come in from the sides, cut them off.
Yeah, what was that car? I went back a little too far.
All right, let's see here. And it's a Ford Mustang Fox Body Coupe.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
And it's the early 80s ones when they were extra ugly.
Yikes.
Like, I know people really love the Fox Bodies, but in the early 80s, they had a real special look to them.
Yeah.
Like 180 horsepower 5.0 special look to them, you know?
Like you'd have to like decide that you liked Mustangs before you saw this car type of like appreciate it.
Or now you're like, oh. My dad had one of the, like
you're nostalgic for some reason. Yeah. Yeah.
Which if that, I don't know, they're a relatively light muscle car.
Well, yeah.
Fox bodies were.
I see the reason why people like them for drag cars.
Yeah.
Small, big engines, light, ugly.
Yeah. So Braga's guy's hanging out the window with like an Uzi.
Yeah.
And their cars are really close to each other.
Very.
So he shouldn't be missing shots.
No.
There should be shots hitting. If there's no bullet holes in these cars.
There's a pickup. There's a big pickup.
Oh, so the pickup caught up now.
Yeah. Man, they're like in the middle of the desert.
at a merger of roads. So luckily, this town where they got the call merged into the road at the exact same time they're passing through, right?
Yeah. Oh, we got more vehicles coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Is this? So, oh, this is the Suburbans.
The white Suburbans from earlier?
Yeah.
Are they white or
no,
black?
No, they're not white. They're like a khaki.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, but they're like off-road modified Suburbans. You got a Suburban. Would you ever jump yours this high in the air?
No.
I mean, that thing's probably 5 foot up.
Mine makes a lot of noise over railroad tracks.
Yeah. It's
like, I wouldn't be jumping it.
That's a big, heavy vehicle.
Yeah.
And they launched
it. How fast would you have to go to get that far off the ground? I mean, they did it for this movie.
But. And right here, this guy almost rolls it. And I wonder if they were intending to roll it and he didn't quite do it.
Oh, there's the...
What is that, a Blazer?
There's that.
The buggy, the trophy truck.
Yeah, the trophy truck.
Oh, that thing's built to jump. Suburban. Is that the Suburban?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. He is not quite, and he takes a harsh landing here. Oof, almost rolls. I wonder if they were like, that was close. We must roll this nice, jacked up Suburban.
That was time we take that shot.
Because they've ruined a lot of cars in
this.
But that one, they got lucky.
Do you remember... When was this? Before Fast 10 came out, they were giving like $1,000 or something to anybody that could come up with the entire, like all the 9 movies of Fast and Furious, go through them, all the cars that are damaged, and get an estimated cost of repair for all the cars through the entire saga so far.
Really? For $1,000?
Yeah. You like submit it to Universal or whoever, and they're going to give you a
Somebody prize. Should have just kept record of that.
Somebody at Universal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this is part of our destroyed cars budget. But probably somebody didn't, and they're like, hey, I have an idea. I don't feel like going back through.
Right.
What if we offer somebody at Universal was like, bucks?
What's the lowest you think we could offer for them to actually do this? Like,
we should have done it. That'd be such a great shout out for our podcast.
We at work.
No, that's your job, right?
Right, at work.
Estimating cars.
I mean, yeah. People bring in their cars and the person goes out and looks around the car and it still takes a half hour to an hour to write the estimate on that one car.
Yeah.
Think of all the cars that are damaged.
Right, and there's no way to be accurate. It's a silly task because you don't know, okay, that car... It did this much damage. You don't know the details of it. So, like, did they reuse that, throw some body panels on and use it for another, like, to blow it up later? Did they wreck it and roll it and then not use that scene because something went wrong, so they did a second car?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have
I think details. It was 1,000. Somebody could correct me, but it was such a low number that I'm like, it wouldn't be worth me spending any time looking into this.
You thought about it, though.
Yeah. I think a couple people sent me the link.
You like this movie, right?
The first movie alone would be so annoying to do. Like,
you all the work and send it in, and they'd be like, somebody already did it.
Right. Somebody did it, and their estimate was closer.
Some guy in India on Fiverr.
Yeah. But, that's the end of minute 90.
Yep. That's it.
Do you think they're going to make it?
Oh. Yeah.
How does this end, do you think? Do you remember?
No, do you?
Not really. I think, should I say what I think happens?
No, because you probably remember. I bet there's going to be like a wreck and they'll have like a standoff somehow. And then Giselle's going to come in and save them.
I think, I'll say this because I'm not sure. I think they go back into the caverns. I think that's how they get back into the United States.
Does Giselle, you think, show up just like out of the blue and like, I came back for you guys?
Probably Dom gets knocked out and she has to give a mouth-to-mouth or something.
I think that was a good
movie. Chest.
That's Sandlot? I don't know. My parents cut that part out.
That was Wendy Peppercorn. Peppercorn? Peppercorn? Wendy? Always oiling. Oiling. Did you ever see Sandlot?
Yes. Well, my parents cut all that part out because they taped it with their VCR.
Oh, okay.
So they'd skip over that part. They cut the commercials out too, so that was nice.
Oh, very considerate of them. So if you're recording on a VCR... To not have the commercials, do you have to pause the recording during the commercials?
Right when they come on, you press
pause.
So you'd
catch the beginning and the end of two different commercials.
Well, typically, often you can see, it'll get dark. Yeah, maybe get the first couple seconds.
Right.
And then, normally,
we you have to be sitting up at the VCR to hit that record button.
Or use the remote. They had
remotes. Don't work.
They're not like a remote with a cord connected.
They're reliable enough.
Check this thing out. I can sit on the couch.
Yeah, I feel like you would just let it run through the commercials, and then is it easier to do that or fast forward through commercials when you rewatch it?
As a kid, yeah. It's easier to have my dad cut the commercials out. But then there was always time. Normally, there's like, and we now return to your feature film, and then you could start it. But there's parts that he'd miss because he wasn't paying attention.
Right.
I think you'd be surprised how recently my dad recorded movies on a VCR.
It's very practical. I mean, it's just like, it's piracy, but it's practical.
No, I don't think it is. I'm almost positive it's not. It's different.
Well, if you're not selling it, probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, if you're recording it at home. Because didn't a lot of cable have that built in as an option where you could record the shows and then rewatch them before Netflix.
Yeah, but you couldn't take it somewhere. You can because he has that movie, he can take it to somebody else's house and watch it there without paying for it. Yeah.
You bring it to youth group and show it or something.
Yeah. Yeah, right. We watched what was that movie called?
Cats and Dogs.
No, the snowboarding paintball one.
Oh.
Extreme Days.
You're looking for a good youth group movie.
Cats and Dogs, followed by Extreme Days, double feature.
Oh, man. That is an inside joke right there.
Takes too much time to explain it.
Yeah.
But, that's it for Minute 90. Thanks for listening. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Jason.
And always remember,
winning's winning.